Well, she's back, and we're certainly glad to share her expertise. She is Angie Medcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester, here with some answers from the heartland. This one, to answer your question about pneumonia. And I guess, Angie, the obvious question is, why do we see so much more pneumonia during this time of year?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it comes into, you know, all these temperature fluctuations that we have. It makes it really hard to know if the building should be shut or if they should be open. The weather is constantly changing. So if all of a sudden it gets too hot in there, or if it's left open, it gets too drafty and too cold. And if they're really busy and they're not out there watching just like they should, and the weather can change 3-4 times one day, all of a sudden things can kind of get out of hand pretty fast.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So what about, I mean, how concerned should we be about pneumonia in our calves?
Well, you know, pneumonia in a calf, if it has pneumonia, it gets that when it's young. If there's any lung damage, that damage is going to go with that animal for its lifetime. So if part of the lung is damaged or half the lung is damaged, as that cow grows, that lung is going to grow. The problem is the damaged part of the lung grows also. And then you see in these adult cows calving in the summer under stress, all of a sudden they can't handle it, and there's your cull animal.
As you said, that can be a serious problem affecting you financially for sure. So what can a producer do?
Well, you can maybe have, if you have buildings, maybe you can go in there and have something that's automated. So if it does get warm, it'll lower by itself, or have fans that click on with a humidistat maybe instead of a thermostat to keep the moisture down. The main thing is if it gets too moist in there, you're going to have too much dampness in the air, ammonia grows. And ammonia is one of the triggers for respiratory disease, because it kills off the trachea hairs and allows the irritants and the bugs and things to come in, and then the calves get really sick.
Now, I know we, Angie, to prevent things like pneumonia and the flu, can get vaccinations. Do you recommend vaccinations to prevent pneumonia for calves as well?
Really, if you know what you're dealing with on the farm, and then it's critical to work with your veterinarian, yes. If you, let's say you are dealing with Pasteurella and you can't get rid of it, well, the vet can do tests. There's a tracheal swab where they can actually stick a sample tube down the calf's back of the throat, swab the back of the throat, and get a pretty accurate test. Let's say you have Pasteurella. There are vaccines such as one shot or once PMH that you can do. If you have BRSV, you know, you have Enforce 3 or Bovashield or some of those that work very well. But if you have an irritant in there and it's just ammonia or something else coming in, all these vaccines aren't going to work. So we need to make sure that we do have the bug and we're vaccinating for the proper bug.
Excellent points. What's your tip of the day?
Well, prevention, obviously, is always better than treating. So, like we said, if the animal's damaged, she's going to be damaged for her lifetime. Stress is the key. Animals under stress can't build their immune response. So if you are vaccinating and this animal's under stress, she's overcrowded, things are going on, and she can't mount that immune response, she's not going to respond to the vaccine, or she's not going to be able to handle if a bug does come in. So we need to make sure they're fed right, they're getting enough calories, they're taken care of, and we try to minimize that stress so her own body can manage things that do happen on the farm.
If you have more questions about this subject or others, you can contact Angie at Heartland Co-op, 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, there's always the website.
Yep, heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, and they've just kind of redone it, so it's a little bit more user-friendly, which I like. So go on there and click on some of the podcasts and check out some of the articles. And we also have a Save the Date calf meeting coming up, so check that out as well.
Angie Medcalf with you from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.